Veterans Affairs Committee meeting, May 11th, 2022. Okay, go ahead, Martin.
Okay, let's call it to order. Carol, you want to run down and get us the official?
Steve McGurry? Martin Weldon?
Yes.
Eitan Brazino? Jake Brazino? Terry Byron, your mic is off. I can see you.
I was trying to get it going. Patience.
Bruce Hamilton? Bruce Hamilton? Henry Johnson?
Present.
Rosie Carey?
Present.
Mark Levine?
Martin?
Yeah.
I have to read the opening statement. Bruce usually does that, so you don't have a copy of it, okay?
Yeah, go ahead, Donna. Thanks.
The Veterans Affairs meeting has now commenced. It is May 11th, 2022. This meeting is being held virtually due to COVID-19 to allow for social distancing and protect the public health. As we continue our efforts in meeting remotely, we ask all commissioners and guests to mute yourselves until called upon to speak to avoid feedback and background noise. For those who have dialed in using the call-in number, to unmute to speak, dial *6 on your phone. Also, prior to speaking, please announce who you are to identify yourself. As a reminder, this meeting is being recorded. We ask that you only use the chat function to request to speak or to announce that you are leaving the meeting so that we can track quorum. Also, in order to comply with the state open meeting law, attendance and votes will be done by the way of roll call votes using audio, not by using the chat function. You can go ahead and start, Martin.
Delma, this is Karen Rundell.
Yes.
I have on my list Rosie as the senior vice chair. Will she not be doing this meeting?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Rosie. Yes, she will be.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol.
It was all taken, and it's fine with me. Okay, all right, so we got our call to order here. Oh, no.
Good,
So have we done, we did our call to order, we established our quorum, invocation.
Oh, heavenly creator, we gather today representing the different branches, organizations of the veterans throughout the city of Tucson. We ask you for thy guidance during this. And as we separate this evening and we go away for the summer, we ask to watch over us so we may all come back in September and join once again in decisions and thoughts for the veterans of Tucson. In thy holy name we pray. Amen.
So, guest for today, speaker, we will be having Jeff Kutowski from SAVAC. And of course, now we have to work on the approval for our legal action report, right, from our April 13th meeting. And I think there was an email sent out, right, where we updated the bylaws, correct?
Martin Belden, I make a motion we accept the legal action report.
Do I have a second?
Who did the second, please?
I'll give it to Carol.
Thank you.
All right.
Roll call
thank
vote.
Thank you so much, Terry, for those updates and for highlighting all of these changes in there.
We have to do a roll call vote on that.
Okay. Roll call on that, please.
You're muted, Carol.
Going back and forth, sorry. I have Treasurer's report as number 5.
Well, we should be voting on the legal action report.
Well, sorry, we just did.
No, all we did was motion it.
Yes.
And what did I second? I'm sorry.
The legal action report?
Yes.
And I second.
Do we need a vote on it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Steve McCurry. Martin Belden.
Yes.
Kate Presidio. Terry Byron.
Yes.
Bruce Hamilton. Henry Johnson.
Yes.
Rosie. Terry.
Yes.
Okay, Mark Levine, James Lewis,
yes,
Melvin Morgan,
yes,
Marlon Ruiz, Joel Rendell. Yes.
Marlon Ruiz goes yes.
Okay, so you're here now.
Go ahead.
Okay. 6:10. Okay. Michael St. John Ford. Bill Wojcicki.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, so now next item on the list, the treasurer's report.
This is Martin Belden. We started the month of April with $5,553.36. We got a $400 donation check from the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 106. So we ended the month with $5,953.36. We had no expenses for the month. So that's our balance as we stand now. Any questions?
All right. Thank you for that. All right. So next, our committee reports. The first one up from Jennifer.
We got to accept it first. We got to motion it and vote it.
Okay.
Ms. Perry, motion when we accept the treasurer report.
I, Henry Johnson, second it.
Does this one need to be voted on too, Carol?
Trying to unmute here. Okay, there it goes. Okay. Steve McGurry. Martin Belden.
Yes.
Dave Brazinio. Terry Byron.
Yes.
Bruce Hamilton. Henry Johnson.
Yes.
Rosie Carey.
Yes.
Mark Levine. Mark Levine? Did he disappear on me? Is that you, Mark?
He's not unmuting. It's...
Okay.
Wait, there he is. Wait.
Yeah, I hear him. Or I heard him. I thought. James Lewis?
Yes.
Melvin Morgan.
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz. Marlon, are you there?
Marlon Ruiz votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Carol Rendell votes yes. Michael St. Orts. Bill Wojcicki.
Yes.
Motion passes, Rosie.
Okay, so now on to our committee reports. First one up, and she's ready. Jennifer Kutowski for Southern Arizona Veteran Affairs Healthcare System.
Thank you so much. Hi, everyone. Hope you're doing well. And I believe Delmo distributed my director's report, so I'll just mention a couple things that's not on there. I'm excited to share that coming up at the end of May, our facility is going to be hosting my boss, Mr. Michael Fishen, who's the network director, along with the leadership teams from the other VA facilities within our network for a leadership meeting. And we'll get a chance to highlight all the good work being done on our campus. So very much looking forward to that at the end of May. Right now, we're also celebrating Nurses Week. And I'm very excited, you know, Tucson does a great job of celebrating nurses. And every year they celebrate the Tucson Fab 50. And I'm really pleased to say that 7 out of those 50 nurses are VA nurses. And of the 5 LPNs, 3 out of the 5 are SAVAHICs. So super excited that the VA is well represented among Tucson's Fab 50 nurses. So just a really great way to honor those folks. We also, just to share with you, my Associate Director for Patient Care Services, Nurse Executive, many of you probably know her, Dr. Carrie Wilhoyd. She actually accepted a new position with the network office as being the Chief Nurse Officer for all of 22. So I'm now actively recruiting. That announcement will be coming out shortly for a new Associate Director for Patient Care Services, Nurse Executive. I have Dr. Cassandra Valdez from Albuquerque, who is currently filling in that role. So that is a changeover in the leadership team that just happened recently. Also want to let you know a new change. Our Joint Commission, our laboratory is going to be now accredited by Joint Commission, and we are scheduled for that review at the end of the May, and that's the first time our laboratory is being reviewed by the Joint Commission. So we're looking forward to that survey and getting the feedback. Then I also want to mention that coming soon, and this will just be kind of a sneak preview, you all will be able to do your patient check-in for appointments via your smartphone.
That technology is being rolled out across the VA, and I think that we're scheduled for later this summer. But some really neat stuff. And what I think is also really important as part of that is you'll be able to do some of the pre-check-in activities, such as ensuring that we have your correct contact information. So I'm really looking forward to it, because I know that's something I've heard from feedback from veterans, that sometimes they're not receiving our phone call. And this will be a great way to directly make sure that we have the most up-to-date information. And then final, as you know, prevention of suicide is the VA's number one political priority. And you may all not know this, but we are able to provide free gun locks. And we have locations now set up again, post-pandemic, if you will, that are around the facility. But if you would like gun locks at any location, it's been shown that when there is something that, such as a gun lock, that is an in-between, if you will, as before someone unfortunately may choose to try to end their life, it is shown that it is delayed someone and hopefully intervened for delay of suicide, and is worked as a prevention method. So if you're interested in receiving gun locks, we're able to send them out to wherever you need, and let Luke or I know if I missed anything. Luke, I think you're on the line. Did I miss anything there that you'd like to cover?
Can everyone hear me?
Yes, we can.
Headset. I just wanted to say that today we had a resource fair town hall virtual, and we had the most attendees we've ever had. I think we had over 110 people, veterans, on the line. So it's a successful event. I just wanted to mention that. And I think we have everything covered for today. Thank you.
Well, thank you all very much for giving us the opportunity to share what's happening at the Southern Arizona VA. Thanks.
Henry Johnson here. I have a question. On this new check-in with the smartphone, and it's going to help cut down things, but has there been any consideration on travel pay for the veteran that's checking in that would have to turn around and go down there and sign the paperwork? Has that been thought of?
You know, that's a good question, because I know the kiosk, we're doing the beneficiary travel pay. I don't know how that will work with travel. Let me take that for homework, and Luke and I will get a response back to you. Really good question. Thank you.
Anything else? Okay. So, next, Arizona Veterans Memorial Cemetery reports.
This is Tubby Lewis. I don't have anything to report for the cemetery.
Need any assistance for any of their wreath layings or anything coming up for Memorial Day?
Not at this time. I requested information from both Nicole and Joe Larson. Didn't get anything back, but I can inquire again and send out an email.
No worries. I think there was also some updates in April, too, and I think Terry also provided some in between our meetings, too, so for replaying and such. So, okay. Any questions, anyone? All right. So now on to the Arizona Department of Veterans Services.
It stays with me. We're continuing to look for itinerant sites. Much like what Jennifer said, one of the things we're looking for is the underserved areas to where suicides are high for our itinerant sites. For the month of April, I'll just speak to the southern region. We had over 370 petitions submitted to the Department of Veteran Affairs.
I know the Military Family Relief Fund, we're seeing some serious increase, not just in the amount of applications coming through, but just the amount of assistance that each family's requiring. I mean, it's even beyond what we've, what's the maximum, I guess, 20,000, right, for veteran family?
Would depend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're starting to see $40,000, $50,000 that they're, in arrears for and such, so it's really jumped up there.
Thank you for that. One of the big things about that program, when you look at it on our site, is that they've relaxed it somewhat so that more people have become eligible. You know, now instead of having to have deployed from Arizona or been a resident. Now, if you move into Arizona and you can show that you've been here for 12 months, you now become eligible. One of our partners, Be Connected, is also another great resource that we use and refer veterans to. So if you don't know about Be Connected, if you look at their site or give us a call, we can also use some information on them.
Yes, and I've been using a lot of Arizona Department of Veterans Services for our employment over here at Lakefield, right? The Veterans Toolkit, the WIOA grant, so I've actually been assigning them case managers. So lots of really good benefits out there to get our folks back to work, get them upskilled, reskilled, you know, just help them get tools to get back in the workforce. So really awesome programs through you guys. So thank you very much.
And I'll say, I'll say this, I'll give a plug for DES because they are actually the ones who are managing that program. You have to go enroll with them primarily before you can receive the benefit. So you want to give them kudos as well because they're actually managing some of that program.
Awesome. Any questions? Okay. So now on to number 7 item of the agenda, the Military Lounge, Operation Exodus.
Hi, everyone. I don't have too much to update the group on. For Exodus, we're waiting to work with Fort Huachuca later this summer. That's typically when we start the planning. It's likely it'll be just like last year, 2,000 to 3,000 soldiers flying in and out over a 2-week period. I think I mentioned prior that they are using TUS exclusively, so that's really good for us. But we'll start stocking up on items so that we are prepared. The one ask that we have in terms of the VAC and our potential outreach to other military-oriented organizations is to do an ask for water. We are seeing unprecedented numbers of military service members coming through the Military Lounge at this time. A lot of them don't even sign in because they don't want their names on, you know, in our sign-in sheet, which we fully understand. But on average, we're getting 200 to 250 military service members a week, and that's just those who sign in. So we're definitely going through our food far more quickly than we anticipated, so we've had to up our internal budget for that. But water is really what they take the majority of. So we're going to start doing some outreach, but if there are ideas with a VAC and or recommendations on who we could potentially reach out to, we would greatly appreciate it. We just finished our last pallet, which had been donated by a local post. So that's our update.
Definitely reach out to us, Jesse, at Raytheon. I am part of the military relations team out there, and we have RayVets, our ERG. We're always looking to volunteer, and we can't donate money and stuff, but we can have our folks maybe donate time or, you know, their own personal donations. But there is, I think July 1st up until early mid-September, Raytheon opens up on the Raytheon website asking for grants and such too. Okay, and we definitely want to make sure that we're giving back to the local community because this is where Missile Defense Headquarters is. So yeah, that's definitely one option for you guys to utilize.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So would this be the time to potentially make a motion for the VAC to buy 2 pallets of water for the lounge?
I think that's appropriate, really. We've got almost $6,000. I'm sure, you know, we could spare some.
I make a motion that the Veterans Affairs Committee, this is Henry Johnson, the Veterans Affairs Committee, go ahead and purchase this 2-pallet of drinking water for the military lounge out at the Tucson Airport Authority.
And Bill Wojciechowski seconds.
Okay. Do we need a vote on this?
Steve McGurry? Martin Belden.
Yes.
Jake Presidio. Terry Byron.
Yes.
Bruce Hamilton. Henry Johnson.
Yes.
Rosie Carey.
Yes.
Mark Levine. Mark Levine?
I think he's saying yes. It's really muffled, isn't it?
Yes, what I thought. Okay. James Lewis?
Yes.
Melvin Morgan?
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Carol Rundell says yes. Mike Ort, St. Orts? Bill Wojciechowski?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much, Terry and VAC committee. We greatly appreciate the partnership over the many years, and very grateful that I'm now able to join in on the meetings and share all the news with you all.
Look, Jesse, I want to encourage you to reach out. Even though we're going dark, you can reach out to Delma, and she can, you know, I believe we could always do a donation via email, because that would be a vote. Right, Delma? We could track that vote to make a motion to support the lounge if they need something.
I don't believe that you can do it by email, but to be honest with you, okay. I do not believe that you even had to make a motion to be able to make that donation of water.
Now you have it. And thank you so much, Terry, for that idea. Thank you. All right. Any other questions there on the military lounge operation Exodus?
Yeah, this is Martin Belden. What we will need is where to have it delivered and who to contact when it's going to be coming.
So yes, I can provide all of that
information to Delma. She can get it to me because I'll be the one paying for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I will make sure that you get that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so now on to number 8, the Veterans Parade. Any updates or discussions?
Just so you guys know, I reached out to Post 7 to see about getting any updates, and I haven't heard back from the person that's taking over. Lisette isn't doing it anymore. There's a new person. I ran into Lisette. She said send an email. I did. Haven't heard anything back yet. So any updates I get over the summer when we're dark, I will share with Delma.
Thank you, Terry. Any questions? Okay. So now we are moving on to number 9 for four chaplains.
Again, I haven't really made much progress. I've got like Memorial Day and some conventions coming up. So as soon as those are done, just watch your email for stuff. We'll be asking for assistance and making great strides in making the 80th four chaplain ceremony over the top.
Thank you.
This is Carol Rundell. I have spoken with my unit, and they are forwarding a check for both four chaplains and for the Exodus.
Thank you for that, Carol. Okay. Anything else on this topic? Okay. So next, going over the changes to the bylaws. Update discussion.
We sent out the bylaws and we sent out the resolution that Delma had found. And in speaking with Jesse Allen in rekindling our relationship with the airport, she found the notification that in 2009 Fort Huachuca pulled out, and that agreement was terminated at that time. And so In 2013, we were looking at doing another memo of understanding, which really didn't go anywhere. So when we come back in September, that'll be something that we'll have to look at. But the new bylaw changes, since it referenced Fort Huachuca in the one section, and I'm sorry, I don't have it pulled up right now. That's what the strike through is for, is because it's null and void. That 1998 contract doesn't exist anymore. So we struck that portion of the bylaws and changed it to just the military lounge. That's what the airport refers to it as at this time. So I felt it was appropriate for us to call it the same thing.
Nope, makes sense.
Terry, I have
those are the big changes.
Terry, I have a question.
Yep.
If the committee's gonna continue trying to get a memorandum of understanding and work on it possibly in the summer and come back in September with it, would it be best to hold off on making the change to the bylaws, because then it seems like you're going to do changes again towards the end of the year? Well, I'm just asking.
Yeah, the memo of understanding is going to be with the airport, and the airport portion of the agreement is still listed in the bylaws, and I think it's generic enough that we won't need to worry about making a change.
Okay.
Agreed. And of course, they're going to reference each other. So, you know, I think updating our bylaws is good. So when we reference our bylaws in the MOU, right, it's updated.
And Jessie's got her hand up.
Yeah, looking at what you sent, Delma, this is just me speaking as a non-voting, but I would recommend that also, just because under section 11.2, you're still referring to the resolution that was terminated. And so under that committee responsibility, I think those terms would likely change with an updated MOU. And that's just speaking from having talked to our general counsel. So that's just my feedback on that.
Good point.
Yeah, and I wasn't totally expecting us to vote and solidify the bylaws at this point.
Yeah,
so when we come back in September, we can certainly make that alteration before we vote and put them in place.
Yeah. Good point on there. Anybody have any questions, concerns?
So we'll go ahead and
I think that's a good idea. Except for taking the resolution out, section 11.2 would really not have to change, because it's between us and the airport anyway.
So we'll bring this back in September. What I do want to do is I want to give all this information to my upper management, because I don't know if that means that maybe our attorneys may have to look at it.
I'm sure.
So, mm-hmm. Yep. We can always highlight it so we know to come back to that section too. So, right. Anything else? All right. Do we need to, I guess, vote to table it or anything, or just?
No, we'll just go ahead and bring it back in September.
Okay. And of course, summer recess obviously will be June, July, and August. Any update thoughts or anything on that from anyone?
I think we just want to make
Delma, do we need to vote?
I think it'd be best if you did on that one. If someone wants to make a motion saying that you're gonna take the June, July, August like you do every year. Just so everybody's in agreement with that.
I make a motion. This is Henry Johnson. I make a motion that we follow the normal set of June, July, and August off from the VAC meeting and rejoin back in September on the second Wednesday of the month.
Second.
This is Martin. Belton, I second it.
Steve McGurry? Martin Belton?
Yes.
Gay Presenio? Terry Byron?
Yes.
Bruce Hamilton? Henry Johnson?
Yes.
Rosie Carey?
Yes.
Martin Levine? Okay, I see yes. James Lewis?
Yes.
Melvin Morgan?
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz? Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Thank you. Carol Grinnell says yes. Michael St. Orts? Bill Wojciechowski?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay. All right, so now on to number 12 of the agenda, Board Encore Events. So for the good of the order, we'll go, I guess, down the list.
Martin?
Yeah, actually, yes, we do. Our NAM to Sand Jam, forever known before as NAM Jam, has been moved date and location due to problems with city parks. We had to move out of Reed Park, and we're going to be out at the Rito Racetrack. It'll be on October 8th instead of October 22nd because there was a conflict there. But it'll be the same thing. Lots of veteran stuff out there, bands, music, food, just a lot of the veterans groups and other nonprofits to help vets will be there. Just come out for a good time, still no charge.
Should the VAC maybe have a table there? What do y'all guys think?
I think we're all working different booths for our organization, so we wouldn't be able to do that.
Just an idea. I mean, you know, put the word out there about this.
Yeah. Right. Well, we could maybe what we could do is put a badge out. Doma, would that be okay for us to issue badges for the VAC members to display at their canopy?
Badges?
Like just a sign that says City of Tucson Veterans Affairs Committee, ask questions, ask me for more information, or something like that.
I think it would be okay. I'll double check with upper management, but okay. I don't see why you wouldn't be able to. I'll make a note on that.
Okay. Because maybe that would get people asking what is the Veterans Affairs Committee.
Okay.
How do we get involved?
Exactly. All right. Martin, any changes to the car show? I think that car show kind of was going to also help support the NAM.
Yeah, the car show raises money to pay for the other. No, the car show will still be September at Chewy's Air Colton 22nd.
September 17th.
Let me give you the actual date because the 17th, September.
At Chewy's, right? Okay.
At Chewy's, yeah.
All right, can't forget that one.
Yeah, we're going to take as much of the parking lot as we can.
Okay, so spread the word when need.
Yeah, Carol's going to bring her bird.
Oh.
hint, Carol.
I'm on it.
Okay. That's it for me. Next.
Okay. Gay Presenio. Terry? Byron?
I had a question about a new member I thought we voted on. Was Georgia from the VFW Post 549?
That is correct, Terry. And that went before mayor and council the meeting of May 3rd.
Oh, okay.
And on that letter, they didn't supply us with her contact information, so I reached out to that post.
I just saw them yesterday, so I have that, so I will get it to you. I meant to get it to you today, and I forgot.
Okay.
But it's sitting on my desk at work, so I will get you her business card.
Okay.
They were asking me about it.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. So all of that will be done for her to attend in September.
Great. That's what I explained to her.
Okay.
Was that she probably would be able to join us once we got back in session. Memorial Day's coming up, May 30th. I sent out a reminder. I'm looking for wreath layers at our East Lawn Palm Cemetery and South Lawn Cemetery. So if you can send a representative to place a wreath, please reach out and let me know. If your organization needs to borrow a wreath, I have some at South Lawn that you can borrow. And if you need one for East Lawn, we'll make that happen. Last year, I had the City of Tucson Veterans Affairs Committee placing a wreath, and I think I did that myself. And then the Tucson Veterans Serving Veterans, so hopefully Bruce will have a representative there. So you don't have to necessarily be a veteran organization to place a wreath. So if Rocio wants to come and represent Raytheon or encourage somebody from Raytheon to come out, they could do that as well. So just RSVP so I can get your name on the program by, well, the cutoff's supposed to be May 15th, but I can extend it a little bit. And I think that's all for now.
Should the VAC do a wreath, sponsor a wreath?
I'm sorry?
Should the VAC sponsor a wreath?
Well, it's not sponsoring a wreath. This is the organizations bring their own wreath and they just place it during the ceremony. It's not the same as Wreath Across America. Yeah. So I have a wreath that I can place and announce that the City of Tucson Veterans Affairs Committee, you know, presents this wreath in honor of all our fallen service members.
Okay. I know you'll be very busy. Do we have any other volunteers to maybe help Derry on behalf of that?
Well, if we could get a representative for East Lawn, or if there's another organization that wants to participate at the parks. Murray Baker called me today and made sure that the Jewish War veterans are going to be at East Lawn. So just reach out.
Okay. 758 West. Do you have a question?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Actually, I'm going to be out there at South Lawn. I can do the placing of the wreath if you wish me to. This is Carol Rundell. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Bruce Hamilton.
I messaged Bruce. He said he had a breakdown in Cheyenne. And they just got to the campground, so that's why he wasn't able to join.
Okay. Thank you for that update.
Okay, Henry Johnson?
Yeah, Sam's will be at East Lawn for the Memorial Day, Terry, if I failed to send the email. On the second part, DAB 28 will be holding bingos Fridays and Saturdays throughout our dark period. We'd like to invite all veterans organizations to send members or to come down at Country Club in Drexel. Friday, it's at 3:30, and Saturday, it's 1 p.m. And hope you all come out and enjoy. Thank you.
Rosie Carey.
Okay, so on behalf of, you know, Dorothy Jean Hansen, our woman Marine, Korean War vet that passed away, she had a beautiful memorial service, and thank you to our Marines that came out to support her. I really appreciate that. The family really, really appreciated all that, too. So thank you guys for coming for that and supporting the family. Raytheon right now, we're really working with, we have an apprenticeship program and we want to grow it. We want to do on the job training. We want to hire as many veterans, service members, military spouses. I'll throw independents in there too. Upskill, reskill, get them back to school, get some more certifications and degrees if they want and everything too. Raytheon's really growing. We're going to have way more engineering positions, of course. But of course, along with that, we need all these other support positions, occupations, right? Finance, HR, cyber, IT. I have a lot of critical fills, not just here in Tucson, if you want to relocate or if you know somebody out of state. Huntsville has a big need for cyber IT, especially here in Tucson. Some in Boston, but in here in Tucson, cyber IT, some HR, definitely engineering, and my support engineers. So that's our folks with high school diplomas, GEDs. You know how to use tools. We probably got work for you at Raytheon. So please spread the word. I know a few folks have been referred to me. I really, really appreciate that. I always want to make sure that we're hiring our local folks here. We got a lot of talent here. Okay. And again, I'm using whatever grants and programs are out there to help support getting our local talent in the door with us.
Okay. Rosie, I have a question about that. Is there a contact number or place, or do they contact you? And there you go.
Okay. I'm the military relations team person. I actually cover the entire Western U.S., so Texas West. That's my area.
Okay, and then you'll be able to send a phone number or something to Delma to get out, or?
Yes, ma'am. I will send that to her with my information. So.
Thank you so much. Okay, Mark Levine, did you have anything? James Lewis.
I do not have anything.
Okay. Melvin Morgan.
Yes. Root Beer Float will be back out of the VA starting the 19th of this month. And also, anybody here would like to be part of the NAM Jam board meeting. We have one this coming Saturday at 10 o'clock out at Terry's. We appreciate all the help we can get.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Marlon Ruiz. No? Okay. I have the fact that
Hello.
Oh, there
Hello?
You
go.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Yes, Marlon Ruiz, MOWW. Just attended a ceremony at West Point up in northern New York. We'll be in Kentucky on my way back west this coming Saturday. Next event in the local Arizona area will be the Arizona Youth Leadership Conference, which will be the first week of July. In central Arizona at the ASU campus. So there'll be more information on that as we solidify the applicant process. Just finishing also the ROTC JRATC and Scouting Annual Awards season, record breaker for us post-pandemic. That's all good news. And then ginning up for the annual convention in Jacksonville, Florida, for the first week of August. That's all I have, subject to questions.
Okay. Just to let you all know, the Disabled American Veterans and Auxiliaries Arizona State Department Convention is at the Sheraton on Grant, and all members and guests are invited to come. It's June the 8th through the 11th. And there's a national convention as well. I will send out information to Delma about that, and she can distribute to everyone. Bill Wachowski.
Yeah, the Military Officers Association had a scholarship and awards luncheon last month, and we awarded 3 scholarships to senior ROTC cadets at the university. The scholarships were $1,775 each, and we also donated $600 to the JROTC programs and awarded some medals and certificates. And that's all I have.
Okay, that's it, Rosie.
Okay. All right, so let's see, future agenda items. Well, we're going to talk again about the updates, right, or to our bylaws. Anything else that y'all can think of?
The Veteran Aid.
This is Martin Belden. I don't think there's anything that we don't already have on there for right now to be needed in September. By then, we'll probably know more for what we need for October and on.
And we're still planning our Women Vet Luncheon. We don't have a date set yet. I know we're trying to arrange it so we don't mess with the Marine Corps birthday celebrations going on around town. So. When we have a date for that, we'll obviously share that too. Okay. Any other last issues? Okay.
I have right, an announcement, Rosie. This is Delma.
Sure.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Ma'am.
Okay. I just wanted to make an announcement to the committee that even though when you log into the meeting, if there's no audio where we can hear you when we call roll calls for attendance and roll call votes, even though we show that you're signed in, we'll have to mark you absent because this is a virtual meeting, and so there does have to be participation on that. So I just want to let the members know that for the future. Thank you.
Okay. This is Tubby Lewis. I have a question on that. Would they be able to communicate by typing it in?
No, you can't.
Or does it have to be verbal?
It has to be verbal. You cannot use the chat function.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Good question. Okay, anything else? So adjournment.
You don't need a motion for adjournment.
No. Okay.
So you can call them.
Everybody
announce
have a wonderful summer vacation.
I know. Enjoy it. Be careful out there with the heat coming. It's just starting, right? And still send all your updates to all these wonderful events that are going on, so we can support each other. And next meeting, 14 September.
Okay, you can just announce that the meeting is adjourned, Rosie.
I'm sorry, Delma?
You can just announce that the meeting has adjourned.
Okay, the meeting is now adjourned.
Hey, this is Marlon Ruiz, MOWW, signing off.